Welcome to the April edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's issue, we bring you four research papers and an engineering report, as well as features on broadcast and streaming audio. There are also full previews of two important upcoming conferences. There's a bias towards speech audio in the first three papers this month. The first, by Ting-Ting Zhao and research colleagues, deals with speech enhancement based on psychoacoustic masking. The authors explain that single-channel speech enhancement, such as for hearing aids or mobile communications, is more difficult than with multiple channels because there is no independent source of information to help separate speech and noise. Their model uses both temporal and simultaneous masking characteristics, aiming to achieve a good trade-off between noise reduction and distortion of the speech. Subjective tests and objective metrics appear to demonstrate advantages compared with alternative algorithms. In a paper from Masood Jaravanchisitta and his partners, a method for predicting binaural speech intelligibility in the presence of multiple babble interferers is presented. It is said to compute speech reception thresholds without the need for subjective tests. Results from the predictor were compared with subjective tests using various spatial configurations and babble interferers, suggesting good performance in comparison with a baseline alternative model. Ben Shirley and co-researchers from the United Kingdom go on to describe personalized object-based audio for hearing-impaired TV reviewers. They point out that a system capable of delivering independent audio object streams, such as the so-called multidimensional audio implementation, can help overcome difficulties in understanding speech and narrative audio. In experiments with hearing-impaired people, participants could personalize audio levels for different categories of audio streams. Although results unsurprisingly showed wide preference variations, there was evidence that expanding the stream categorization beyond a simple speech or non-speech decision can substantially improve the viewing experience for some people. Finally, in another of the group's papers on music emotion recognition, Yu Hong, Chuck-Ji Chow, and Andrew Horner examine why calm and sad music extracts are so hard to distinguish from each other. Using 300 extracts of classical piano repertoire with known low arousal ratings, they found that listener ratings of the attributes calm and sad accounted for some 92% of the excerpts, and that they overlapped in some 20% of cases. A calm-sad model added 6% more errors than when asking listeners directly whether the mood of the music was positive or negative. It's concluded, however, that there are still some cases where the calm-sad distinction is useful and appropriate. An interesting engineering report by S.J. Pawar and others looks into electrostatic polarization process control in a production line for electric microphones. The report attempts to discover reasons for microphone rejection in quality control, with the aim of helping to raise manufacturing yields. Investigations into various aspects of the construction, the resulting polarization voltages and sensitivity, found a modification to the design that reduced shop floor rejection rates from 33% to 16%. Turning to the back section of this month's journal, we offer a preview of two significant AES International conferences taking place over the summer. The first, on audio forensics, is to take place in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. in the United States. Co-chaired by Daniel Rappaport and Jeff Smith of the AES Technical Committee on the topic, the conference is dedicated to exploring advances in audio forensics and is the sixth conference in a series of successful AES meetings. The second conference deals with semantic audio and is due to be held in Erlangen, Germany in June. Chaired by Christian Uhle and Meinhard Mueller, the event promises to be a compelling meeting of the international semantic audio community with keynotes from Mark Plumley and Udo Zeller. Our feature article this April looks at the effect of immersive and object-based audio on the world of broadcast and streaming, as well as recent audio issues arising from OTT TV services. Based on workshop sessions held during a recent AES convention, we hear from international experts about the features and challenges offered by new technology in this field. As well as a couple of reviews of recently published audiobooks, you'll find our regular news from AES sections around the world and the latest audio product releases. All this in the April issue of the AES Journal, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.